Welcome to the third hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here's Tracy. Enjoy the show.
Good to have guests stop by the radio station, and Brennan Lee is with us. How are you today?
Hey, I'm so good and glad to be here in Brady.
Well, good to have you here. So tell the folks a little bit about how you started in the music industry.
Oh my goodness. Well, I've been playing professionally since I was 14. I grew up in the upper Midwest, Minnesota, and North Dakota. Mm-hmm. And my brother and I had a kind of sibling duo, and we traveled around festivals and bars, mm-hmm. and all manner of things in between. So when I was 19, I moved to Austin, and played nationally and internationally from there.
Yeah.
And I wrote songs. And then 5 years ago, I got a publishing deal, moved to Nashville, and now I'm kind of doing the same thing out of there.
So what was it about music that made you decide that you wanted to do this as a career?
You know, I just being a kid and playing, you kind of get hooked on it. Mm-hmm. You know, you learn you can make $100 in an hour. It makes getting a job down at the Starbucks pretty unappealing. So you get hooked on it. You don't realize at that point that the other 22 hours of the day you're also going to be working on various various things that facilitate that occupation.
Yeah.
But I liked it. I like to make music.
Yeah.
I like to meet people and travel.
Now, you really kind of became one of your own in Austin, and became, you know, very popular at that particular time. But Austin was also it's a tough market. Do you agree with that?
Well, it's very competitive, but you can play 7 days a week in Austin, mm-hmm. if you want to. And, that, you know, a lot of people have been very welcoming to me there, and a lot of great bands.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I was maybe spinning my wheels a little bit and just needed something a little different. But as it turns out, I'm back here a lot nowadays,
yeah.
and it's nice to not have had to be away from Texas too much.
I'm sure your fan base, you have a great fan base here, and you have it everywhere, but in Texas is probably some of your stronger fan base.
I would say so.
Yeah.
There's a special appreciation for
sure.
Certain types of country music here,
mm-hmm.
other kinds of music, of course, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I like the Western swing influence here and the old Texas country influence, like, you know, like the George Jones, Lefty Frizzell variety.
Mm-hmm. And there's a great group of people in Austin that are still doing that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. If I tried to name them all, I'd be remiss.
Yes.
But there's some bands I really like.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of great players, too.
Sure.
A lot of good clubs.
Yeah. I've always said that Austin was really one place that if you lost your steel guitarist, you could probably find another one in 15 minutes to replace them, and they could come right on over and play the gig because there's so many good players there.
There's some good steel guitar players for sure in Texas. I can't. Some of my favorites are Tommy Dedamore.
Oh yeah.
James Shelton.
Yeah.
There's too many, didn't
there? Too many.
There's a lot of really good steel players.
You've got such a great thing happening for you right now because you have a new record out. I want you to tell me how that became into fruition.
So I landed a helicopter on Ray Benson's lawn. No. So I'd been friendly acquaintances and friends with the Asleep at the Wheel crew for a long time when I lived here. And then when I moved, we started talking for some reason when I moved to Nashville about doing a record, but I didn't really have a direction for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I kind of had a revival of my obsession with Western swing.
Mm-hmm.
And started writing Western swing songs, or what I thought of as kind of, they were sort of Cyndi Walker inspired, kind of the 1940s vibe, which is my favorite Western swing era.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was talking to Ray and Sam about maybe doing a Western swing record, and I said, well, can I borrow the band? So the record is Brennan Lee featuring Asleep at the Wheel, and that's so special to me because I grew up listening to them and idolizing the band, who's in their 50th year of being a band and still nailing it and doing great.
Yeah. So did you write everything on the record?
I wrote or co-wrote everything on the record.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all original new Western swing songs, so
mm-hmm.
You won't hear Sugar Moon, but hopefully something in quality that isn't too far behind that.
Yeah.
You know, that's my wish.
So did Ray give you any pointers in the session, or did he pretty much let you lead the group?
You know, Ray is so cool, and I've never seen anybody produce a record quite like this, and I think it's because at his heart he's such a true musician.
Sure.
That we didn't do, and this is to my delight, we didn't do any pre-production, so to speak. I went in there with a handful of songs, or two handsful, I guess, and he kind of rejected any planning. He was just like, you know, playing guitar and sitting there with the rest of us, and he would say, well, let's just play this and see what happens.
Yeah.
And so we would sit down and like play through a couple times, and then we might decide, okay, well, this part's going to be twin fiddles, this part's going to be steel. And then we would, you know, it was just like very spontaneous. And I brought Chris Scruggs and Paul Kramer down with me from Nashville. So it was kind of a mix of Wheel players and then a couple of Nashville players.
Yeah.
But yeah, Ray was, his creativity is remarkable.
And you're doing a few live performances with them from time to time now, is that right?
Right, so I just follow them around now, which is wonderful. If you've ever seen them live, it's like being in an ocean of music. They make such a big, cohesive, yet spontaneous sound. Yeah. You know, it's alive. They're not a relic.
Yeah.
They're living, breathing Western swing and, you know, American music, not purely Western swing, but of course that's one of their biggest influences.
Yeah. So what are you hoping for in the future? What do you hope this record's going to do for you, for your career?
Well, I want to bring a freshness. I'd like to connect what I think is a beautiful, you know, influential genre for me.
Sure.
To maybe a new generation.
Mm-hmm.
It's hip. That's a thing that, you know, has always been very clear to me, is that it's hip and it's timeless. And I hope that with the new songs that can kind of, bridge that.
Yeah.
You know, that we're not a museum relic. This is an important part of our culture, I think, as Americans.
Yeah.
So keeping it going is important to me. You know, and making it current and making it progressive, but honoring the people that created it in the first place.
That's a great thing. So tell me, we're going to play a song off the new record. Tell me what song we're going to play, and tell me something about the song that that you specifically have in your mind.
Okay, well, let's play If Tommy Duncan's Voice Was Booze.
Okay.
I wrote this with Paul Kramer from Nashville, and it's really kind of just a list of things that we found very decadent. Like, there's a verse about a dessert. And then we wrap it all up with, you know, if Tommy Duncan's voice was booze, I'd stay drunk all the time. And I think the inspiration for that was, to me, his voice sounds, the way he sings, you know, and like for me, being a fan of a singer really has more to do with the way they sing than the way that their voice, you know, that God made their voice, right? So the way he sings and to hear his voice, he's like my favorite singer. You know, he arguably, his voice sounds like you're drinking a chocolate milkshake. It's just so smooth and cool and warm at the same time. So I love his singing. And it kind of, it's my nod to Tommy Duncan. It's, you know, it's me saying, I just love your singing. So,
wow, that's great. So give us, before you leave us, give us all the ways they can connect with you. I know you're on every social media thing that there is out there, but give the listeners a way that they can connect with you and also get the new record.
Okay, so easiest thing is just to Google me, but I will spell my name because it is, almost nobody spells it. It's spelled, it's an unusual spelling.
Sure.
Thanks, Mom and Dad. So it's B. R-E-N-N-E-N, Brennan Lee, L-E-I-G-H. And you can Google me, find my website, social media, streaming platforms, etc.
Brennan, thank you for being with us today, and good luck on the record, and thanks for spending time with us.
Thank you for having me in. It's an honor.
Wilder than a Texas gale, throwing him down in old Fort Worth town and waking in the Waco jail. I've been sober 15 years, I walk a real straight line. But if Tommy Duncan's voice was booze, I'd stay drunk all the time. Queen, I'd make you fall in love with me. If I was a hound, I'd track you on down and put you up a live oak tree. If standing me up cost you 1 cent, then I'd have a Yankee dime. And if Tommy Duncan's voice was booze, I'd stay drunk all the time.
now. Here's one called "If Tommy Duncan's Voice Was Booze, I'd Stay Drunk All the Time." Of course, Tommy Duncan was the lead vocalist for the great Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys in the early days, even before Mr. Leon Rausch. But what a great song. What a great visit. Brennan Lee. Thanks to Brennan for stopping by KNEL. It's always a pleasure to see her, and it's been a while since I had an opportunity to visit with her, so it's certainly good to have her there. She'll be working the Bob Wills celebration, the big Bob Wills days out in Turkey, Texas. I think it's their 50th anniversary, if I remember correctly, with Sleep at the Wheel. She'll be on Thursday night, I believe, with a Sleep at the Wheel. So if you're out around Turkey, Texas, next Thursday night, I know you'll be thoroughly entertained by Sleep at the Wheel and Brennan Lee.
Tracy.
Yes.
You're sounding pretty good on 1505 South High.
Well, I'm glad we're coming in all the way over there.
Hey, this is Scoot.
Yes, sir.
Could you play either one of my Big Gal Downing songs?
I'll do them for you tonight.
He packed his bags, got a ticket for the early evening train. Sit in 7 days, sweetheart, you know I'll be home again. But a loving wife ain't loving when she's loving on the run. And so began the story of my life, chapter one. The telephone, it rang at the closing of the door. Will you meet me at the Lincoln in room 44? She wrote the message by the phone like so many of us do. When she went to meet her lover, she forgot it, chapter two. I know the story, behind the story of the room. Stepped inside to get the key. There's only one room left to give you. It's room 33. I just rented 44 to a family. She said, that's all right, I'll take it. Thanks a lot. Chapter 3. So now the stage is set. Let's go back up on the train. Trip's been canceled and he's heading home again. He reads a note that's by the phone just as he comes through the door. And he takes down that old shotgun, loads it up, chapter four. He walks up to the motel with tears in his eyes. He comes to room 44, breaks down the door and shoots everyone inside. The sound of that old shotgun could be heard from miles around. Then without a word, he turns the gun upon himself and falls to the ground. From the window, I watch it all happen in room 33. Because I'm the one he was looking for. His wife was with me. And I swear by the Lord above, I'll never cheat again. I'll have to live with this forever. That's the story. This is the end. And that's the story, behind the story, of the room number 44, of the Lincoln County Motel, though I'd only been there once before, though I'd only been there once before.
Want me hanging round. All she does is put me on to put me down.
Tonight She's with a stranger at a party in her home.
And I'm here at the tavern getting stoned. 'Cause if I've gotta go,
I'll go down swinging.
Where there's lights and laughter, booze and blondes, and lots of sad, sad singing. I'll sober up tomorrow and cry all day, I know. But at least I'll go down swinging. What a swinging way to go.
And buy the wine, play the jukebox till I'm down to my last dime.
She thinks she's made a fool of me by loving someone else. She should see me make a fool out of myself. 'Cause if I've gotta go,
I'll go down swinging.
Where there's lights and laughter, booze and blondes, and lots of sad, sad singing. I'll sober up tomorrow and cry all day, I know. But at least I'll go down swinging. What a swing.
There's Justin Trevino for you. What a swinging way to go. There's Justin and actually Bill Anderson helping him out on that little tune there as well. And if you get a chance, I think Justin's playing down around Hallettsville, Texas on Saturday. And I know you'll be thoroughly entertained with the Justin Trevino show. We had dinner with Justin and Sissy last night and enjoyed it very well. Speaking of Justin, this is one of my favorite, all-time favorite songs that Justin recorded. And I thought I'd spin it for you tonight as well. Here's one called I Did It All On My Own, written by the great Dave Kirby.
I was walking down a St. Louis sidewalk the other day when I saw this old man sitting on a curb. So I just sat down beside him and I said, how you doing? But he never spoke a word. So I broke out a bottle of $2 rosé. That's when I saw his eyes start to shine. I asked him if you'd like to have a good drink of old memory. And that's when he spoke his first line. He said, you ask me how come I look like a bum, a high-rolling prince of the street. And how come I've got clothes about to rot, and these old worn out shoes on my feet. How many days and how many ways can I say, Mister, spare me a dime? But I'll gladly tell how I went to hell if your bottle don't run out of wine. I did it all on my own. I let the whiskey seep down in my bones. And Lord, it's no wonder she's gone.
times she tried to find ways to keep me satisfied. But let me tell you what a bottle can do. Lord knows rock bottom don't lie. I just finally came to grips with the shame and memories that I can't erase. I know that I'm about out of time. I'm looking it square in the face, and I did it all on my own. I let the whiskey seep down in my bones, and Lord, it's no wonder she's gone.
Yeah, can I hear Amarillo by Morning and Riding My Thumb to Mexico?
All right, we'll see if we can do it for you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got on. When that sun is high in that Texas sky, I'll be bucking at the county fair. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo, I'll be there. They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way. That judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's on my mind. Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio.
Bag and my guitar. If she comes or if she goes, it doesn't. doesn't matter anymore, 'cause I'm riding my thumb to Mexico. Riding my thumb to Mexico. It don't matter when or how I go. I'll ride this thumb till I see her again. So I'm riding my thumb to Mexico. Well, the reason why she left me is not the reason that I'm here. I'm a traveling kind of man, just need a change of atmosphere. If there's any place I haven't been at all, that's where I'll go. So I'm riding my thumb to Mexico.
Great Billy Walker for you, and I've got you on my mind again here at KNEL on the Hits Radio program tonight. You know what? I was just sitting here thinking. I was just sitting here thinking that I cannot think of anywhere else in this entire world tonight that I would rather be than right here with you on the Hits Radio Show. Good to hear from Jeannie and Clyde tonight. They're listening to us over in Eden, Texas. We appreciate them tuning in on knelradio.com tonight. Jeannie had mentioned that I played Blue Ivy Lane earlier by E.T. and J.T. together, and she said I hadn't played this song in a long time, and she's exactly right. Kind of the answer to that one. Here's Justin doing one called Sing Blue Ivy Lane Again.
Daddy rode Blue Ivy Lane for my my mama. And today it's still her very favorite song. It's the only one we ever sang together. For my mother, and sometimes I almost hear him joining in. When I stand out on the stage of the Opry and sing Blue-Eyed Elaine by side, we roll along, and his memory lingers on. Yes, I know he's here beside me, right where he's always been, when I sing Blue-Eyed Elaine.
I love that. There's Justin Tubb and Troubadour 2 doing one called When I Sing Blue-Eyed Elaine Again. Here's Grand Ole Opry star Charlie Lewin. It reminded me of a time when Justin was co-hosting the Hits radio show one night with me. And Charlie Lewin called Justin. And ironically, Justin was down here in Texas. And Charlie asked Justin what he was doing in Texas. And he said, I'm here on the radio show with Tracy Pitcox. And at that time, I just had met Charlie a couple of times, didn't really know him. And Charlie said, well, I'm coming down to Texas for a few days. And Justin said, then you need to come and do the radio show with him next week. And Charlie Lewin said, okay. And Charlie came to Brady and did the Hits show the very next week. And boy, that was an experience, I tell you, having the great Charlie Lewin with us live on the radio for 6 hours. Here's Charlie doing one called 10 Years, Three Kids and Two Loves Too Late.
You sure have two pretty girls. They look a lot like you. Here's a picture of my boy.
We made the day he started school. I can't believe you're standing here. It's been a long, long time. You know, just the other day, you were on my mind. I'm glad you found a good man, 'cause you deserve the best. It's good to see you happy. Looks like we've both been blessed. Still, I wish that I could hold you one more time for old time's sake. Wish I could touch the memory that just won't go away. But it's 10 years, 3 kids, 2 loves too late. And I know that just one little touch would be a big mistake. I may start a flame. 10 years, 3 kids, 2 loves too late. You are just as pretty now as you were back then. For me, fall for you again. My heart keeps saying touch you, but my conscience makes me wait. Just think, I almost had an old dream come true today.
The great Charlie Lubin for you from the Country Music Hall of Fame, and of course the Grand Ole Opry as well. We played a song by Billy Walker earlier in the program. Here's one from the great Charlie Walker as well, one of the great members of the Grand Ole Opry. My baby's gone and left me, and I'm feeling blue. She took all
things. I'm trying to forget her, but I don't know what to do. That honky tonk song keeps a leaking through. I turned and I tossed, but I couldn't catch a wink, 'cause the band kept a playing with a honky tonk beat.
Always good to hear music from Miss Heather Miles, and Heather is in studio with us this evening. Hello, Heather.
Hey, Tracy. It's always great to talk to you, too.
Well, it's good to see you, and glad to have you here. You have to come, you know, at least three blocks all the way here to be with us.
I know. Well, that's true. It's such a long walk. Yeah, well, things are happening there at the hotel. In fact, tonight we have karaoke, so we got a lot of really good singers that are coming into our karaoke nights on Tuesday and Thursday night down there at the hotel from 7 o'clock till about 11 p.m. It's just surprising how much great talent there is just, you know, locally.
Well, I had dinner with Justin Trevino last night. Mm-hmm. He was telling me he came down Tuesday.
Yes.
And did some karaoke, and they had a great time.
Yeah, it's great. The ballroom works really well with the little stage there and everything. And, of course, that's where we filmed the last True Country show that's now airing on RFD-TV every Friday, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I mean, if you have RFD-TV or Cowboy Channel, you can see the True Country show.
I've got to say, I ran into someone the other day that told me that they had been to karaoke and that someone was singing karaoke, and actually you got up with that person, whoever it was, and sang with them, like did a duet with them, and they were so excited. They were so excited that Heather Miles actually sang with them on
karaoke. Well, it was fun. They were doing a Merle Haggard song, and I said, I used to sing that harmony with Merle when I was out on the road with him, you know, doing my opening shows. Every now and then I'd get up and sing harmony with Merle, and so he happened to be singing a song that I remember, it was fun. And, you know, we do that often. We just kind of, it's a really great family kind of atmosphere.
Yeah.
And, we just have fun singing. And it's a great way for me to find new talent for the True Country show that hopefully we're going to be filming again in August.
Mm-hmm.
So right there at the hotel. And so, yeah.
Every Tuesday and Thursday.
Every Tuesday and Thursday, we do karaoke, and then, of course, we're going to be filming the True Country Show. And,
yeah.
And, yeah, so everything's going pretty good.
I want to talk about Barney's.
Barney's.
This is a brand new enterprise for you.
Well, we have the pub and grill, you know, the Hair of the Hog pub and grill. That's where we do karaoke, and we have great hamburgers and everything from 5 to 9 p.m. every night. And but we just opened up Barney's Coffee Shop, which really I've been dreaming about for ever since I bought the hotel 7 years ago. So it finally opened up, and it's just really taken off. And people seem to be really happy with our little breakfast menu. It's small, but really good. And we mm-hmm. have our Barney's waffles and pecan waffles and the panini breakfast sandwiches, and you know, some different baked goods that are locally sourced.
The cinnamon rolls
I make every morning, and it's been a challenge for me to get up at 6 a.m.
I bet.
Yeah.
It would be for me.
And we have Commercial National Bank and Brady National Bank fighting for them every morning.
That's great.
So it's a lot of fun, and people seem to be enjoying that, and our Starbucks coffee. So,
yeah.
You know, and yeah, it's just kind of a dream come true. And I like it that we got people coming in there and just relaxing and hanging out and having a good cup of coffee and just hanging out there with us.
What are your hours there?
We open at 7:30 a.m. till 5:30 p.m. Tuesday, we are closed Sunday and Monday.
Sure. Sure. Well, that's great. Yeah. I mean, it's really good. You're just blowing and going as always. Yeah, hotel right. is nearly complete?
Yes, it is. It is. Yeah, all the rooms are done.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's amazing. So how many rooms do you actually have?
22. Now?
22 rooms.
22 rooms. Because we turned a lot of them into suites.
Sure.
You know, and so, but we still have a few original rooms, but most of them are like one-bedroom apartments.
Yeah.
And but we do have a lot of, you know, hotel rooms, too. I mean, half of them are like one-bedroom suites.
Sure.
And we're staying pretty busy, so it's surprising.
Yeah.
Little Brady, there's a lot of people that drive through Brady.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this wonderful town square that we have that I think is beautiful, and it's kind of what brought me here.
Well, you have become a huge asset.
Well, thank you, Tracy.
And
it's all your fault.
Well, not all mine, but anyway, so I'll take part of the blame. So, well Heather, okay. Always good to see you. Appreciate
nice seeing
you dropping
Tracy.
By.
Thank you.
Barney's, check them out. Hair of the Hog Saloon, check them out. Karaoke every Tuesday and every Thursday. And if you're needing a place to stay for friends or family that are coming in,
give us a call.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Little Heather Miles to finish up this hour with us.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.